The Bureau of Engraving and Printing produces millions of U.S. banknotes each day at its facilities in Texas and here in Washington, making it one of the largest currency printing operations in the world. It was established in 1862 under President Abraham Lincoln during the American Civil War. Bureau Director Larry Felix says creating a United States banknote from start to finish is a very complex process.
It looks like ink on paper, and it is ink on paper, but there are an extraordinary amount of systems that are on that banknote.
During the first stage of printing, the background color is applied. Next, the notes are pressed into inked, engraved plates. This intaglio technique gives bills their distinctive texture.
The United States puts more intaglio than almost any other country because we put intaglio on the front and on the back.
Then, the serial numbers and seals are added.
So we put these features in these notes to assist people to make sure that they can tell if the note is real. We always evaluate the threats against banknotes in terms of digital technology, and we've anticipated those threats and designed those features into the banknotes.
U.S. currency is extremely unique for many, many reasons.
Rosie Rios is the treasurer of the United States. She has direct oversight over both the Bureau of Engraving and Printing and the U.S. Mint, which produces coins. While the percentage of counterfeit notes in circulation remains very small, she says the government continues to redesign American currency to stay ahead of advancing technologies and tech-savvy counterfeiters. She points to the newly designed $100 note as an example.
One of the first things you notice about this new $100 bill, which was issued in October of 2013, is that it has this blue 3D security ribbon.
The ribbon, along with other new security features, makes it easier for the public to authenticate and more difficult for counterfeiters to replicate.
U.S. currency is trusted worldwide. People recognize it. And so we want to make sure that we produce something that's trusted, that's secure, that's safe, and people can continue to use in the future.
And if anyone is wondering if cash transactions are becoming a thing of the past, Rio says there's no need for concern.
Even though there's been this enormous amount of electronic transactions over the last few years, the amount of currency that we're producing on absolute numbers has actually been increasing. So again, we're still producing on average 7 billion notes per year.
60% of those notes are in circulation outside the United States. Currency, says Rios, that will be in demand for many years to come. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.